We're going to be doing now the Siyata Dishmaya, Meseches Yuma Daf, Chof Beis, Amad Aleph. We're starting Perik Sheni. Zokt the Heilige Mishnah. Barishoino, in the beginning. In the beginning means before the Maisa Shehoyu. The Mishnah soon brings the Maisa that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Before that story, then Kol Mi Sheroitze Litroim Es HaMizbeach Torim. Any claim from the Beis Av of that day that wanted to do the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen was able to do it. In other words, there was no girdle. Whoever came and was ready to do it was able to do it. The mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen is, like we've had before, the Kohen goes up onto the Kevesh and he's choyte, he takes a machta and he takes from the Deshen that's on the Mizbeach and he puts it on the side of the Kevesh, and that was an Avodah that was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. And it was the first Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Any Kohen from the Beis Av was able to do it. Ubizman Shehoyu Merubin. What happened if there was more than one Kohen? So who does it? Rotzin Ba'oilin Ba'Kevesh. Then what they used to do was they would run up onto the Kevesh. They would run on the Kevesh. And Kol HaKoydim Eschabero Ba'arba Amois Zocho. The one that was first to reach the Arba Amos that was closest to the top of the Mizbeach was Zeicha in the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. V'mhoyu shnei shavin. What happens if they were equal? They came there at the same time. So who gets it? Hamamuna, Zok the Mishnah. The one that was in charge of the Payasos. The one that was in charge of making the Gerolis and the Beis HaMikdash. Oyma lehen, he would say to them, Hatzpiu, put out your index finger, and then they would make a girl, like Rashi is going to explain exactly how they made this girl. Umahin Maitzian. And what did they take out? Zok the Mishnah. What did they put out? Achas, one finger. Oishtayim, or two fingers. The Gemara is going to talk about when did they do achas, when did they do shtayim, who's allowed to do achas, who's allowed to do shtayim. The Gemara is going to discuss this achas and shtayim. But the Mishnah says, but in any case, ve'ei moitzien agudol v'mikdosh. They were never allowed to put out a thumb in the Beis HaMikdosh. The thumb wasn't allowed. Rashi is going to explain why you're not allowed to put out the thumb. Zok the Mishnah, ma'isa shehoyu shneim shavin. There was a story that there were two kohenim that were running, and they were running at the same pace. Berotzin, ba'oydim ba'kevesh, they're running and going off on the kevesh. Bedochav echad mehen eschaviru, and one of them pushed the other one. Obviously, he wanted to be first. Benochal, and he fell off the kevesh. Benishbara ragloi, and he broke his leg. Bekimin shiro beistin, and since beistin saw sheboin lidei sakana, that they're coming to a sakana, it's becoming dangerous. Hiskinu, they were misakin, shloyu term in the semesbeach, elabit pious, that they should not make Trumas Hadeshen only with a pious, with a girl. So that's what the Mishnah said before. Boris Shoin in the beginning, before this Maisa, then whoever came did it. And if there were two people, if there were more than one, then they ran up the Kevesh. But now that they saw that it's coming Lidei Sakana, they were misakin, that no more running on the Kevesh. But it's only done through a pious, through a girl, and like Rashi is going to explain how they used to make this girl. Arba payosos hoyusham. There were four payosos. Four times they would gather together in the Azara to make girolos for the avoidos that they had to do. Vizeh ha-payos harishon. And this was the first pious, this was the first time they gathered together to do the pious for Trumas Hadesh. Zotim Rashi, Barishayna, Kol Misha Roitzel Litrim, Kol Koyin Shehoya Me'oisui Beis Av, any Koyin that was from that Beis Av that was serving on that day in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis Av is, there were 24 Mishmoris, and each Mishmor served a week in the Beis HaMikdosh twice a year. And in the Mishmor itself, there were different families. The Mishmor was divided to seven parts, seven families, and each family had one day they would serve in the week of that Mishmar that Mishmar was meant to serve. So any Kohen from that Beis Av, the family's, the day of the week was called a Beis Av. Any Kohen from that Beis Av, roitz the litrim at Deshen Shachris, that wants to be Torim, the Deshen in the morning, Torim, he's allowed to be Torim. But Lohoya Pais the Dalit, there was no Pais. They came in, and if he was the only one, he was Torim. Ubizman Shehem and Reuben, if there were many, Chera just means more than one, Chera. Haboyim litrim, that came to be Torim. Zehoymer ani Torim, Zehoymer ani Torim. So Rashi puts a case of two people. Zehoyim Mishpote. This was his mishpat. This is what they used to do. Rotsin v'leinu b'kevesh. They would run up on the kevesh. Shehu shloishim ushtayim erich, which it was 32 amos long. Actually, to be precise, the length of the kevesh from top to bottom was a little more than 32. What Rashi means 32 was, if you go from here on the ground and you measure a ground measurement from the end of the kevesh till the end of where the kevesh went, that would be 32. That space is 32, but obviously, if you go b'shipua, if you go slanty, it's going to be a little bit more than 32. Rashi grabs the measurement of 32. They would run up on the kevesh, v'kol ha'koydim behen likonis l'toich arba amis elyonis shel kevesh, to enter into the four amis, the top four amis of the kevesh, hasmuchos l'rosh ha'mizbeach, that were near to the top of the Mizbeach, Zocha Litroim, it was Zocha to be Torim, Vezehu Goyrolam, and this was their girl. In other words, this is what gave him the Zechus to be Torim. Emoyish Neim Shavim, Bikni Sosim, what if they entered the Dalad Amos at the same time? Einech and Mehem Zocha Litroim, no one is Zocha. Napshat, that we say that they're both Zocha together, and now we have to make a girl between them. No. No one is Zoicha. It's like nothing happened. Avoniyata, but for now, Kulon Boin Lahatul Girl. If they were equal, if they entered the Dalad Amos at the same time, then there's a girl on everyone. Umaro Ha Girl. And what is the girl? Hamamuna Alapayosis, the one that's in charge to make the girlois. Oimalakulim, he says to them, Hatzbiyu, put out your finger. The Tosfos Yontif says, why do we say that when there were two people going and entering the Dalad Amos at the same time, why do we say that you have to make a girl between everyone? Why can't you make a girl just between them two? So Tosfos Yontif explains, based on what Rashi is going to say now, that the girl was that you, the one that was in charge, picked a number. And then he would start from one coin and he would go around and around and around and around. They would all stand in a circle, and whoever the number ended by, he was there. But that you can only do with a whole bunch of kainim. If it's two kainim, then if you're going to pick a number and you start from, let's say, Reuben and Shimon, so let's say you start from Reuben. And if you pick an odd number, it's always going to end up by Reuben. If you pick an even number, it's always going to end up by Shimon. So such a girl you can't do with two. That's why you have to say no zecha, and you make a girl between all the kainim that were there. Hatziu, haitziu etzboi sechem. Put out your etzbois, your index fingers, kol echod, Yara etzboi, every kohen should show his finger, can the mefarsh come on the pirkin, like explained, the Gemara explains this later in the pirik. The Gemara also says, why do you have to do it with fingers? Why couldn't you count the kohenim itself? The Gemara later is going to talk about that. Baha Mamunah, Rashi explains now exactly how he used to do it. The one in charge would come, v'noitul mitznefes, and he would take the hat, may al roish shalechamen, from one of the kohen, he would take off his hat, and to know, umimenu pious maskalimonis, and from him the pious starts. Like this, you can't make a mistake. The one that's standing without a hat, he's the beginning. Umoitzi kolecha vecha despoi the minion, and every kohen would stick out his finger to be counted. The mamuna oimer, and the mamuna says, kol sha minion kolaboy, the one that the number finishes by him, who zoicha? He's zoicha. Umoitzi mipiv, and he says a number, a minion, a certain number. Oimea oishishim, he says either 100 or 60. Harve yoiser, mishahoye shama kain, much more than the amount of kain that are there. In other words, that he shouldn't be able to cheshbon, that if there's this amount of kain, I must say a certain number, which will end up by a certain kain, so he could cheat. No, he would say a number that's way more than the kain that was standing there. Umaska limnois, and he starts counting, mizeshan notal meroshe hametz nefes, from the one that he took from his head, the mitznefes, and he keeps on going around, Umayna etzbois, the Baf puts in, and he counts the etzbois, v'choyza chalila, and he keeps on going around, ad soif ha-minyan, until the minyan is finished. They used to stand in a circle. Umisha ha-minyan kol ha-boy, and the one that the minyan, the numbers finished by him, hu ha-zoicha, he was the one that was zoicha, v'chein l'chal ha-payosis. And this is how they did all the payosis. This is how the payos took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Avasechstein, the Gemara Parach Lahan, the Gemara is going to ask. The kash of the Gemara is if you could do Shtayim, then Kavuchema Achas. We'll see how the Gemara explains Achas Eshtayim. The Eim Eitzin Agudu B'Mikdash, the Gemara Mefarish, Etnei HaRamoin. The Gemara explains there were those Ramoin, those who would cheat. Kishe Yikrav HaMinyan Lechalis, when the number is starting to come to the end, means let's say there's one more round. And now he could start cheshbening already. He could start working out the yabat, and he's going to look lemi yichla, to whom, by which person will the number finish? And he sees, this person sees that the number is going to finish. The count is going to finish just by the next guy after him. So the time before, what he wants to do is he wants to like make an extra number. Yotzizel imed lefon of the one that's standing before the last guy will put out shtei etzbois. He put out two fingers. Kadesh yimada b'shnei b'nei adam. He will be counted as two people. And the way to do that would be by putting the gudul, the thumb, and the etzba. So these are quite far from each other. And they explain that there were a lot of kohenim sometimes, and the fingers were quite near. And when you put that up, sometimes the kohen that's counting can think that this is two people because they're quite near from each other. And the one that's in charge won't understand why. He won't understand that it's really one person. He might talk a thing that is two people. Lefisha adam yochid laharchik agudul min haetzba harbe. A person could distance the agudul, the thumb, from the etzba far. Menirin ketzbois beis min yadam. And it will look like the fingers of two people. Ela bapayis ze shepirashnu. Like we explained, arba payozis hayosham, dalit pa'omen bayoyim ne'esafim lapayis. They would gather together four times in the day in order to make the girdle for the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. Zokti Gemara, V'homi Koro, my time only to kinu l'rabbonam payoso. You see, the Mishnah says, Barishoyin, in the beginning, whoever came to do Trumas HaDeshen did it, and if there was more than one, then they would run up on the Kevesh. Frank Gemara, but we know that other Avodos, the Katchila, had a pious, Hazal Masakin, that the way the Kohen was Zeichen Avodah was through a girdle. So why didn't they do it like Katchila for Trumas HaDeshen as well? Why they first do it that whoever comes, and if there's more than one, you run up the Kevesh? Why not make a pious straight away, like you do for other Avodahs? The Gemara answers, Mikora Sober, in the beginning they thought, Kivan Avodah's Lailahi, since it's Avodah which is done by night, it's kosher to do by night. Like we learned before, it's kosher for Emes to do the whole night. That's what we learned. It was usually done a little bit before Alois HaShachar, but before Alois HaShachar is also night. So therefore, since Avodas Laila, Loi Chashiv Elohu, it wasn't so choshuv in the eyes of the Kohenim, but Loi Asu, and they will not come. That's what Chazal thought, and that's why they did not make a pious. When they came, so whoever came got it. If more than one came, they would run up on the Kedesh, but they didn't feel it important enough to make a pious. They didn't think there would be many Kohenim that would come. Kivan the Chazal, since they saw the Ka'asu, they saw that they are coming, but also the days are coming. Not just they're coming, but there's quite a few Kohenim coming, and they're running up in the Kevesh, and then the story happened that one of them pushed the other one, and he broke his leg. And from here you see that it's coming, the days are coming. Therefore, Chazal decided we must change the system, and to Kinu Lo Payaso, the Omasakin Apayas, and that's why in the beginning there was no pious, and after that there was a pious because it's Avodas Laila. Frek the Gemara. Bari Evorim Uptorim. What about Evorim Uptorim? These are parts that need to be burnt on the Mizbeach of the Karbonos. The Avodas Laila, it's also Avodas Laila. Rashi explains that Evorim Uptorim is kosher to be burnt the whole night after you brought the Karbon. So it is Avodas Laila. But nevertheless, utkinu l'rabbonam payoso. Chazal mesaken apayis straight away. So the question is, if the reason why Chazal were not mesaken apayis by Trumas HaDeshen is, because it's Avodah Slain, and they thought it's not Choshev, and not many people will come anyways, not many Kohanim will come. So then why were they Mesakana Pais for Yivarim Uptorim of the Karbon Tomid? The Mishnah says later, Daf Chafei, that they were Mesakana Pais for the Yivarim. The Mishnah says, Apais Hasheni, and then the Mishnah says, Umi Mala Yivarim LaKevesh, who brings the Yivarim to the Kevesh? That's the beginning of the Avodah Vaktorah, and then the Daf Chavavit says, Baravihi Mimala Yivarim in the Kevesh LaMizbeach, who's going to bring up the Yivarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach? That's the Avodah Saktorah. And this was done every day. They did a Pais. Who's going to do that to the Karbon Tomid? The question is, but it's Avodah Slaila. So why did it need a Pais? Like Terumas Hadeshen doesn't need a Pais because it's Avodah Slaila. And Chazal thought that the Kohenim would say it's not so Choshuv. So why for the Yivarim of Pedorim? Did they make a Pais? It's also Avodah Slaila. So to Gemara, Yivarim of Pedorim is different. Why? Soif Avodah D'Yimamahi. It's not Avodah which is starting in the night. The Emes is part of a Karbon which was brought by day, the blood was sprinkled by day. This Karbon Tomid was really brought by day. But it's the completion of the Avodah of the Karbon Tomid which was brought by day. So that is Choshev. Even though the Yivarim of Pedorim you can do by night, but since it's part of a Karbon that was brought by day, that is definitely Choshev in the eyes of the Kohenim, and it does need a Pais. Masha Enkin, Trumas Adeshen, is just Avodah Slaila. And that's why in the beginning Chazal thought that it does not need a Pais because not many Kohenim will come anyways. Frank the Gemara, Hai Nami, but Trumas Adeshen as well, Tchilas Avodah D'Yomamahi. It's called the beginning of the Avodas Hayom. The Gemara is going to explain that now. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a question. The question is, that just like you're telling me that Eivarim Uptorim needs a Pais because it's the end of a Karbon, it's the completion of a Karbon that was brought by day, so too, Trumas Hadeshen should also need a Pais. Why? Because it's called the beginning of the Avodah of the next day. It's like part of the Avodah of the next day, which can be done the night before, but it's belonging to the next day's Avodah. Who says that, and how do we know that? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Kidesh Yodov the Trumas Hadeshen, if a Kohen was Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim, for Trumas Hadeshen, Lamochor, the next day, means the following day, Ein Tzorich LeKadesh, he does not have to make Kidesh Yadayim Raglayim again, Shekvar Kidesh Mitklas Avoido, because he was already Mekadesh from the beginning of the Avoido of that day. So what exactly is this din that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that if somebody's a Kohen is Mekadesh for Trumas Hadeshen, he doesn't have to make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again that day, the following day. So, let us explain what the Gemara says in Zvachim, and then we'll understand what Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here. We know that there's a din, there's a mitzvah called Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. No Kohen may do the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash until he's Mekadesh Yodov V'Raglav Menakir. They used to put the hand on their feet and be Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim, wash it from the kir, and that was called Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. A Kohen that does not do that, then his Avodah is possible. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim must be done once a day. If the Kohen stays in the Beis HaMikdash the whole day, he does not have to do it again, unless he goes out in the middle or he's Mesiach Das. He, from his Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, he's thinking about other things, and he wasn't thinking about his Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that he made, Hesed Adas also will make him do a new one. Good. Over here we're talking about a Kohen that was Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim Balayla, in the night. The night before the day arrives, right? Night day. So, a Kohen that's Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim in the night, we have a Machlokes Tanoim in Zvachim. What happens when the morning arrives? Can he use that Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim or not? So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, it's fine. You could be, a Kohen could be Mekadesh Yodav Aradlov by night, and when the morning arrives, just do that Avodah the whole day, and it's all good. He does not have to be Mekadesh Yodav Aradlov again. Rebbe, however, holds that if a Kohen is Mekadesh Yodav Aradlov by night, then when the morning arrives, he needs to make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. Why? Because Rebbe says Lina my Ellis. Lina Pliselis the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Rebbe holds that when a Kohen is Mekadosh Yadav Raglav in the night, then when the morning arrives, his Yadayim Raglayim become possible Belina. What does it mean to become possible Belina? We find the Psul Lina by, let's say, a Vorim of a Korban that were left in the Azora. Then when it stays overnight, when the morning arrives, they become possible. And that's called becoming possible Belina. So Rebbe says, just like a Vorim of a Korban become possible Belina, when you Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim, when the morning arrives, they also become possible, and the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim doesn't work anymore, and you have to do it again. Rashi over there in Zvachim says that the Emes, this din of Rebbe, is only midrabanan. Yadayim Raglayim don't really become possible Belina in our Torah, but Chazal said that they should become possible Belina, because Chazal was concerned that if they won't become possible Belina, then people might say, just like a Yadayim Raglayim don't become possible Belina, so too other things don't become possible Belina. So midrabanan, Yadayim Raglayim become possible Belina, and when the morning arrives, you do need to make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. That is the Shitta of Rebbe. On that, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rebbe agrees, when a Kohen is Mekadosh Yadav Raglav, with Trumas Hadeshen, although Trumas Hadeshen was done a little bit before Alois HaShachar, yeah, like it's Mashma the Goran Zvachim, Rashi says that over there very clear, it was done before Alois HaShachar, so really, when he was Mekadosh Yadav Raglav, it was Balayla. So technically speaking, when the morning arrives, when Alois HaShachar arrives, according to Rebbe Shitta, he should have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. And that Rabbi Yochanan said no. And the words are, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav L'Trumas Hadeshen. If a Kohen was Mekadosh Yadav Raglav L'Trumas Hadeshen, which was done a little before Alois, which is night, L'Mochor Ein Tzarech L'Kadosh. When the morning arrives, he does not have to be Mekadosh again. Why? But Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe holds that when Alois HaShachar arrives, your hands become possible and you need to make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. But this is different. Why? Because he wasn't just Mekadosh Yadav Raglav Balayla. Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoido. The way the Gemara understands this right now, this means that he was Mekadosh Yadav Raglav for what kind of Avoido? For Tchilas Avoidas Hayoim. Which means that every day in the Beis HaMikdash has got its Avoidas which need to be done. Certain avoiders have to be done in that day. Every day has certain avoiders, like Tamidim and the whole list of avoiders that have to be done every single day. Now, part of those avoiders is Trumas Hadeshen. But Allah is the Trumas Hadeshen of that day can be done early in the night. But it's called, it belongs to the following day. It belongs to the day. So in Mele, it's called the Tchilas Avoidas Hayom. Now, because he was Mekadosh Yadav Raglav for Trumas Hadeshen, that's called the beginning of the Avodah Sayyum. Therefore, Rebbe agrees, you don't have to do it again. Why? Because people that see this person being Mekadosh Yadav Raglav, and they see that Lina is not making it possible, they're not going to say that Lina and other things also won't make it possible, because they see over here it's different. It looks like he was Mekadosh for Avodah Sayyum. It looks like he was Mekadosh by day, because he was Mekadosh for Avodah Sayyum. So in the Rabbonos, you could be Mechalak, and that's why you don't have to make Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim again. What's negeh to our sugya is that Rabbi Yochanan says that is Mekadosh Yadav mitchilas avoida. He is Mekadosh Yadayim Raglayim for tchilas avoida, which is Trumas Hadeshen. So we see from here that Trumas Hadeshen is called the beginning of the avoida sayon. So if Trumas Hadeshen is called the beginning of the avoida sayon, so we're back to our question. So how come the Chachomim did not make a pious with Trumas Hadeshen? Just like you're telling me that they made a pious for Avorim Pedorim because it's the end of a carbon that was brought by day. It's the completion of a carbon that was brought by day. So too, they should make a pious for Trumas Hadeshen because it's the beginning of the Avoidus of the following day. And for the Gemara, Ema, say like this. You have to change the words of Rabbi Yochanan that he never said, Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoido, but Shekvar Kiddush Mitchila La Avoido. He was Mekadosh before La Avoida, which means Rabbi Yochanan never called Trumas Hadeshen the beginning of the Avoida Sayyum. No. It's an Avoida which is done by night, and we could say it's not the beginning of the Avoida Sayyum. So then, why did Rabbi Yechman say that he does not have to be Mekadosh Yodav Aragov again, according to Rebbe? Aloysa Shachar comes. Rebbe holds when Aloysa Shachar comes, you have to be Mekadosh Diamond Aglam again. The answer is because he was Mekadosh Lavoido, which is, Rashi explains, which is close to the day. Not at Tchilas Avodah Zayim. Not that the Truma Sedeshin is the beginning of Avodah Zayim, no. But he was Mekadosh for the Avoido, which is quite done, quite near Aloysa Shachar. And the Mele, since it's so near, it's so close to Aloysa Shachar, it looks like he was Mekadosh already by day. And the Mele, Chazal said it's okay, he doesn't have to be Mekadosh again when Aloysa Shachar arrives. So, Rashi. Baha, Avoida Zushal Truma Sedeshin, Mikoro, in the beginning. Before the Takola happened with their running, my time alit kinul apayoso. Why were Chazal at Masach and Apayis? Kechol shara avoidis to Masnisin, like all other avoidis in the Mishnah, the Taninon, that we learned, shekol tchilos in the Apayis oiso. All other avoidis were done with Apayis, so why not this one? Mikora sober based in thought. Kiven the avoidis lailagi, hoyo behuchshav alaylo, since it's kosher by night, lechashiva leila koinim, it's not kosher with the koinim. Well, they're not going to come and argue about it. Zogt Rashi v'aktoras yivorim, but aktoras yivorim should kosher kol alayla, which is kosher the whole night. But tenan gavu peyosas the masnisin. We learned later on in the Geroles of the Mishnah afchafei mi mala yivorim la kevish umin la kevish la mizbeach. On daf chafei the Mishnah says there was a girl who brings the yivorim la kevish. On daf chavav the Mishnah says there was a girl who brings the min la kevish la mizbeach. But that's all about the saktorah. And there was a girl for it. And the Gemara's kasha is, but it's kasha b'alayla. The Gemara answers, so if Avodah Zarah Yimali, Yishud Gomorei Shal Korban Shenishchat B'Yoyim V'Nizrach Domei B'Yoyim, it's the completion of a korban that was shechted and had its blood sprinkled by day. L'kach Hashuva B'Enei HaKoinim, that's why it's kasha in the eyes of the Koinim, Lovei to come, Lore V'Alea, to argue about this, and that's why it does need a pious. L'mochor Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish, this is the member of Rabbi Yechanan, Im Lo Yotzman HaMikdosh, if he did not go out of the Beis HaMikdash. But filu the Rebbe, the Amar B'Shechidas Kotsh. Even according to the Rebbe, who says in the B'Shechidas Kotsh, in Zvoch, Lina, Mo'eles, B'Kiddush, Yudayim Raglayim, that Lina is, Mo'eles means it makes it possible, makes it Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim possible, which means when Aloysa Shachar comes, normally, if you do Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim by night, by Alois, it's possible, that's called Lina. Mo'edu, he's Mo'edu, the Kriyas HaGever, at Safra, Aloi Possel Lina, from Kriyas HaGever, which that was when they did Trumas Hadesh and Mekriyas HaGever. From then till Alois, there's no Psalina. B'tchilas Avoida, Alma, we see from here, B'tchilas Avoida, Korilom. You see from here that it's called B'tchilas Avoida. That was the Kasha, so it should need a pious, it should be Choshev in the eyes of the Kohenim to argue. The Gemara answers, Emesh Akvar Kiddush M'tchila L'Shem Avoida. Not it's B'tchilas Avoida, no. He was Mekadosh Mitchil L'Shem Avoida of Trumas Hadeshin, and Memela, since it's close so near to the Avoida Sayyim, Memela, Chazal said, it looks like you're Mekadosh already by day, and there's no need to be Mekadosh again. But it's not called Chilas Avoida Sayyim. Back into the Gemara. Zokti Gemara Baita, Ikad the Amri. Some say, this is to answer the question, what the Gemara started off with, why was there not a pious for Trumas Hadeshin right at the beginning? So, some said this draft, Mikoros sober in the beginning, based in thought, Kiva de Ika Oinis Shina, since there's something called Oinis Shina. Oinis Shina means simply, sometimes it can be quite hard to get up in the morning, especially you're talking about way before Alois to be ready at Kriyas HaGever, which was before Alois HaShachar, to be ready then to do Trumas Hadeshin, so you have to get up very early. And it's something called Oinis Shina. The Kohenim had an urge to sleep. Loi Osu. Therefore, they won't come, and there won't be many Kohenim coming, and there won't be an argument. Whoever comes will do it. But then, Kim the Chazu, then they saw the Osu. They came. So then they started running up the Kevish. They thought that would be fine. But, the Ka'asu Namele De Sakona. Then they saw that the running up of the Kevish brought them the day. Sakonat kinul rabbanan payoso. They were masakan apayis. But why was there no payis in the beginning? Only because of oinus shina. Frank the Gemara. Parei evorim uptorim. Parei evorim uptorim. These are the parts that have to be burnt onto the mizbeach. The ikka oinus shina is also oinus shina. Why is the Oinus Shina by Borom of Dorim? Because it's Avodas Laila. It's Avodah that could be done by night. We'll see what Tosis asks in a minute. Utkinu la Rabbanan Payasa. And Rabbanan wa Mesaken about a pious. Oh, so the Gemara is asking that if you're telling me that any kind that is Oinus Shina, then we say Kainim, there won't be many Kainim coming, and there's no need for a pious, there won't be an argument. Then why was there a need for a pious by Borom of Dorim? There's also Oinus Shina, because it's Avodah that could be done by night. Fractosis, what's Pshat in this kasha? A Borom of Dorim could be done by night, but it could also be done by day. If they didn't do it by day, then the whole night is kasha lak Torah. So yes, it does need a pious, because they want to do it. They want to do it by day. They want to get it done by day. So Tais explains that what the Gemara means is that whoever is going to be Zoicha in the Avodah of Torah, yes, it could be done by day. But this person can't go to sleep, at least this Kohen can't go to sleep, at least till Chatzos. Why? He's got to be available to make sure that if the Aver doesn't get burnt while on the Mizbeach, he's got to be the one to put it back into the fire to make sure it gets burnt. Like we learned before, Evarim Shapalko, Evarim that fly off the Maracha. They go off the Maracha and they're not properly burnt. So, well, some of them have to be returned till Chatzos. Some even after Chatzos, that Bechal not burnt, but at least till Chatzos is going to be available, Tosis says, to be Machzir Ebarim Shepoku. So Memela, he's not going to have a good night's sleep, and that's the Gemara's Kasha. If you're telling me when the Kohen is not going to, it's going to disturb his sleep, then he doesn't come to the pious, then now he doesn't come to the pious. There won't be many Kohenim. There won't be many Kohenim wanting to do it, so here also it's going to disturb his sleep. So the Gemara answers, no, Shani Migna we make him. Going to sleep at night is different than getting up in the morning. The kind of won't mind to stay up and look after the Ibarim on top of the Mizbeach, that's fine. But to get out of bed early in the morning, that's much harder. Yeah. So Krashi. Shani Migna we make him. It's easier for a person to keep sleep from his eyes. In other words, not to go to sleep. From going to sleep at Seif Alayla until even the end of the night, it's easier to stay up. Then getting up early in the morning, that's much harder. Shehi Turma Sadesh. Memela, a Turma Sadesh, and he's a Oinus Shina because it's getting up in the morning. So Chazal thought there won't be many Kainim coming. Whoever comes will do it. There won't be arguments. But then they saw that, there was there was Sakana and they made a pious. But in the beginning, by Turma Sadesh, it wasn't a need because of Oinus Shina. Mashayin came. Mashayin came. Baram Akhtarim over there had been staying up is fine. Over there, the Kainim did not mind to do it. Frank Gemara. Betakanta. This Takana, we've just finished saying, Lahach Gisa, Havoy, was it to this side? Takanta Lahai Gisa Havoy. The Takana was to this side. Rashi explains the kasha like this, but we've just finished saying that the reason why they were misakin payosos a pious by Truma Sadesh was because of sakono. In other words, if not for the sakono, then it would not be a pious. The Gemara gave two reasons why. The first reason was avodas laila, it's not kosher. Second reason is because oinus shina, there won't be many kainim coming. Okay. They made that in the beginning, they went up and sat on the pious, and then they saw they came. And then they started running up the kevesh, that's how they did it. And then it came with their sakana. So at the end, what caused the pious was the sakana that happened through because they were running up on the kevesh. So that's called the takanta lahaf kisavoy. Are you going to say that the takana was because of the takana of pious was because of sakana? But takanta lahaf kisavoy. The takana bias of a pious should have been without sakana for a different reason completely. Why? Amar explains. The tanya, because we learned in the brayse, Misha zocha b'trumas hadeshen, that kohen which was zoicha in trumas hadeshen, zocha gilin, zocha b'sidur marocha. He did not just do trumas hadeshen. There was some other avoidos that came along with it. What else was he zoicha in? He was Zeichin Sidur Marocha, and being Mesader two Marochos on the Mizbeach. That was the Marocha Gedoyla and the Marocha Shnia. There was a Avoida every morning called Sidur HaMarocha. Sidur HaMarocha means they had to set up HaMarocha, a whole thing of wood, one going this way, that way, this way, that way, a whole big thing of wood, and on that, the Kabbalists were burnt. There was a Marocha Gedoyla, which on that, the Kabbalists were burnt. That was the main Marocha. There was a Marocha Shnia Shel Keteres, a second Marocha, which from there they took fire inside the Heichol on, and put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi in order to burn the Keteres, a special Marocha for that. So those two Marochas, the Seder, to be Mesada, to set them up, belonged to the Kohen that was Zoichin Terumas Hadeshen. Misha Zochah Terumas Hadeshen, Zochah B'Sidur Marocha. Those two Marochas. And not only that, Ubishnei Gzirei Eitzim. And there was also an Avodah called bringing two pieces of wood. A special Avodah called bringing two pieces of wood. Rashi brings the Pasuk. Ubir Aleh HaKohen Eitzim. It was a mitzvah to bring two pieces of wood every day of the year and put them on top of the Marocha Gedoyah. After you were Mesadarim, to bring two pieces of wood. And he was the one that brought those two pieces of wood and put them on the Marocha Gedoyah. So all that belonged to the Kohen that was Zoichin Terumas Hadeshen. Memela what? So Rashi, with the Hezbollah of the Mashal, explained that since there were so many Avoidis coming along with Terumas Hadeshen, then all what we said before is irrelevant. You can't say it's Avoidas Laila and Memela, it's not Choshev and they won't come and you don't need a pious. No. What do you mean it's not Choshev? The one that gets Terumas Hadeshen gets Sidur Marochos, Shnei Gezer Eitzim, of course they will come. And also, Einis Shin is not a reason. Yeah, but Terumas Hadeshen itself, okay. They won't get up. But if you get all this, Terumas Hadeshen, Sidur Marochos, Shnei Gezer Eitzim, of course they will get up and come. So Memela, since all this went together with Terumas Hadeshen, so basically we're back to our question, there should have been a pious straight away for Terumas Hadeshen because all these avoiders come along. Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi answered. So, this is how it went. Shtei takonis havu. There were two takonis. Meikara sober, in the beginning they thought, loy osu. They're not going to come. Why? Like the Gemara said before, avoid the slayla, oinis shina. Kiva the chazu the ka'asu, then they saw they started coming, but also namely they sakono. And then, eventually they came, and they started, and they decided, okay, so a few kind of came, they started running up on the kevesh, and then they came to sakono. Okay, so they saw there's no Eitzah, they must make a pious. Tekinu la payos. After that, they made a pious. They made a pious, but for Terumas Hadeshen only. Terumas Hadeshen only. Kiven de tekinu la payosa, once they made a pious, loyosu, they didn't come. Why? Ari, they said, mi yeme de misramino. Who said we're going to win? It's one thing if to get up in the morning, probably the slayla or in the shina. Yeah, it's not choshev or in shina. It's one thing to get up if you know that the likelihood is that you'll be able to do it. You get up, you jump out of bed, and you run. Maybe you'll be the first, and maybe even Ratzim in the Bekevish, you'll be the first. It depends on you, and you feel you can do it, and you say, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go, I'm going to be the one that's first, and I'm going to get it. So you've got the incentive to get up. Masha'en came once they made a pious. Once they made a pious, so we're back to the problem. They don't want to get up anymore because either outside the Shina, he's going to wake up in the morning very, very early. Al Atzad, he's going to win the girl. It's not worth it. Maybe he's not going to get up. Or even Favayda Slayla. It's not Choshev. And Memela, they stopped coming. So even though they did come, but once they made a pious, they stopped coming. So what did they do now? Amri, they said, Hadar, after that, Tekinulahu, they were Mesakin, Misha Zocha B'Trumas Hadeshen, the one that was in Trumas Hadeshen, Yiske B'Sidur Marocha, U'B'Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. After that, they were Mesakin, that whoever was in Trumas Hadeshen, then he was in Sidur Maroch, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. But that was only after this whole thing. You can't ask that you should have made a pious because whoever was in Trumas Hadeshen gets the other two. No, in the beginning it wasn't like that. In the beginning, it was just Terumas Hadeshen, and it was all Hishtal Shulus Advarim. First, it was Terumas Hadeshen, and first they thought no pious, that Kohenim won't, not many Kohenim will come, and then they saw they were coming, and then Sakona, where they had to make a pious, but once pious, nobody came. And then, after that, they said, whoever gets Trumas Adeshin gets Siddur Marocha and Shnei Gzira Eitzim Keheche, the Nesim and the Pais, in order that they should come and Takabi Mathai make this Pais, because they're getting the other two Avodos as well. So Rashi, but the Kata Lahai Gisa Avoy, Kushihi. Is it because of the takala, the sakala, the story that happened, that that's why they made a pious? Because of Siddur Amarach and Shnei Gzira Eitzim, Shat Torei, the one that's Torei, who am a Sader? He's the Masader. It's basically back to the question. It needs a pious. There are a whole bunch of avodas chashuvos. And Avodas Laila and Avodas Shina have no answers now. When it's a whole string of Avodas, then the Kohenim will come. And they'll come and it needs a Pais. That's how the Mashal explains it. Shnei Gzira Eitzim, Shnei Bekoyos Eitzim, Aruchim, two pieces of long pieces of wood, Kemidas, Reuchav HaMarocha, like the measurement of the Marocha, the wood that was on the Mizbeach, Menoisin Oisim Mimal Atzei HaMarocha, he puts it on top of the Eitzim of the Marocha, Umikroi Alef Lalakamon, and the Gemara later learns it out from Apostle Kubir Alei Atoin Eitzim, Ubir Ala Mareches HaEitzim, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. You should put on the Mareches HaEitzim, two pieces of wood, the Akrova Marocha Mishtoi, the Apostle is talking about the Marocha. Reishi the Quran, the beginning of the Apostle is, V'eshal Namizbeach Tukat Boi, and the fire of Namizbeach should burn in it, V'goyim HaVachol Moikta Shabainin, every time it says Tukat HaMoikta, Loshin Mareches Medurahim. It's not just fire, it means a whole marocha, a whole pile of wood or wood set up to burn. Amri, they said, mi yevin de misrami, who says it's going to happen that we're going to win the girl? Lo yichashiva alai, it wasn't chashiv for them, le mitraf ala mistake to make a tear for the kami sofik, who says they're going to win the girl? Good. Gemara vayit. Ubezman sheheim erubim v'chulu. The Mishnah says, in the beginning, before they made the pious, when the kohenim started coming, then they said, they would run up and Rashi says that was their girl kind of thing. Yeah. And the Mishnah says that whoever was Koidim B'dalat Amos was Zoicha. The Mishnah doesn't specify which Dalat Amos exactly are we talking about. Rashi says, but the Mishnah doesn't. Kol HaKoidim Es Chaveri B'Arba Amos Zoicha. Whoever was Koidim in the Arba Amos. Which Arba Amos? Omar HaPapa said, Pshitali, it's Pasha to me. Arba Amos the Ara Loy. We're not talking about the four Amos before the Kevesh. So, we're not talking about the four Amos over here. That whoever came into these four Amos that were in front of the Kevesh was like, that can't be why. Rotsin ba'oilin ba'kevesh tanan. It said they ran up the Kevesh. It can't be that the they were running till the Kevesh, and whoever reached these four Amos got it. No, it says Ratzim Oilem HaKevesh. Kamaisa Namiloi, it can't be the first four Amos on Barab the Kevesh, these four Amos, for the same reason. Ratzim Oilem HaKevesh. It says they would run up, and then whoever was first in the four Amos, Tanam, we learned. Bahadar, Kol HaKoidim Es Chaveri. And then it says Kol HaKoidim Es Chaveri. So first they ran, and then it says Kol HaKoidim. So it means it can't be these four Amos, the first four Amos of the Kevesh. The Beini Beini, any four Amos in the middle of the Kevesh, Namiloi, also not. The Lame Simon also, because Rashi says there's no simon, which four Amos? Here. How are you going to make four Amos in the middle? There's no simon to know where the four Amos are. So Pshitali, it's Pashat, the Gabi Mizbeach Tanan, we're talking about the top four Amos. But Rapapa still has a Shaila. What's the Shaila? Boy Rapapa asked, Arba Amos Sha'amru, the four Amos that Chazal said, Bahadei Amo Yisoid Ba'Amo Soibit, is it including the Amo Yisoid and the Amo Soibit? What does it mean including the Amo Yisoid and Amo Soibit? So, here's the Yisoid. Actually, under the Kevesh, there was no Yisoid. Because on this side, this is Dorim. The Yisoid only went in one Amo. Okay, but this is called the Mokim HaYisoid. So these four Amos include this Mokim and the Soibiv. This was also an Amo. This is not made to scale. Amo. Was it including these two Amos? That means you measure from the top of the Mizbeach and go four Amos, which will include the two Amos, Amo Yisoid and Amo Soibiv. Idoma, or perhaps on the base, bar mi amo yisoiv amo soivi. It's except the amo yisoiv and the amo soivi, besides those two amos, which would mean that when you reach the four amos, means after these, the amo yisoiv, they start the four amos from here, and whoever reached the four amos, whoever got into the four amos, the nearest four amos, to the Mokem HaYisoy that's over here. Well, it's not exactly the scale, it's only, but it's a mushroom. To the Mokem HaYisoy. So, if this is the Mokem HaYisoy, so then, after that you have to count four Amos. So, whoever reached the four Amos, these four Amos, after the Mokem HaYisoy, that person, that Kohen, was Zoyche. Why should you say Yisoy? Because the Amos, although there was no Yisoid under the Kevesh Mamish, but this was the Yisoid Be'emes was the Mokoyim HaMizbeach. The Yisoid was the Mokoyim HaMizbeach. It happens to be there was no Yisoid over here because it wasn't the Chalkish of Torah, it wasn't in Binyamin's Chelik, it was in Chelik Yehuda, but this is the Mokoyim HaMizbeach. So it's called the Arba Amis. These are the four Amos beginning from where the Mokoyim HaMizbeach starts, and that was Rekhovah Shai, that perhaps the Mishnah means whoever reaches the four Amos which are closest, which are nearest to the Mokoyim HaMizbeach, which would start from here. Teku, the question stands. So, Rashi, Pshitali, it's Poshet. No, Rashi bit before. The Aron. Arba Amos Karka Hasmuchos Koidim Alis of the Kevesh. We don't mean these four Amos that are on the floor, on the ground next to the Kevesh before the Kevesh goes up. Kamais and Amiloi, the four first Amos of the Kevesh, also not. The Beni Beni, liberate Arba Amos to Tirchlech Mishtain, to choose four Amos in the middle, that's also not. Lema Simon, Lehe Ben Simon, there was no, there won't be a Simon, and then Pshitali. Rapova says, it's posh to me, the Arba Amis to Gabi Mizbeach Tana. We're talking about the four Amis that are next to the Mizbeach. Miu, Hami Boyli, this is my shrine. The Kaimala Mizvach. We know the Gemara says, Mizvach, Mishak Kevesh, Pereach, Amal, Knisis HaYisoy, Ba'amal HaSoy. Kevesh went over. The Kevesh was closed on both sides. It's just, yeah. The Kevesh went over, like we made over here, over the Amal HaSoy, and over the Ami Yisoid, it was Perech, went above them. Yeah. Nimtzu, Arba, the Batskirsa, Arba, Shel Kevesh, the four Amis of the Kevesh, Hasmuchos, which are nearest, the Tchilas Yisoid and Mizbeach Melmato, the four Amis which are nearest to the beginning of the Yisoid, Sheish, Hein Sheish, the Smichas Gag Mizbeach, then it would be six from the top of the Mizbeach, Shehu Moshech Mtengene Yisoid, Harishoin, Shtei Amos. I don't know what this word Rishon means. It's a distant two Amos from the Yisoid. So the top of the Mizbeach was two Amos from the Yisoid. And the question is, Dal Amos to Masnisen, the four Amos of the Mishnah, the Gag HaMizbeach, is it four Amos, the first four Amos from the Gag HaMizbeach, the Hainu Bahad Ami Yisoid, the Amos Soiv, then these four Amos would include the Ami Yisoid, the Amos Soiv. Rashi Amidveis, Idoma, the Smichas, Ritzbas, Tachtoino, the Mizbeach, Nablu. The four Amis begin where the Mizbeach begins on the floor. Levad, mi Yisoid, Besoiv. Excluding the Yisoid, Besoiv means it's starting from here. Here's really where the Mizbeach, the Mokka Mizbeach starts, and the Arba Amis would start just from here and count four Amis from here. Levad, mi Yisoid, Besoiv, Shu Sheish, Koidim, Smichas, Gagoy, which is six. If you start from here, four Amos from here, that would mean six from here, and the Gemara stays with a table.